You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
And welcome to What's Cooking in the 321. How you doing, Danny? Pull your mic up. You don't have your mic on. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday. You know you're always in the studio with me. I like your 2 cents. Your 2 cents in there. I didn't even warn you about that. But yeah, how was your week? Good.
Weekend was okay.
The weekend.
My Saturday started out Saturday morning with a nice flat tire. So
it was cold. It was just way too cold for me. And I just want to say I'm going to bring Mark. I've got Maestro Mark here from the MCO. I've got, I would say Gina from the city, yep. Not Gina from the block. I got, yep. Gina from the city, Gina the marketing for the city of Melbourne. Some of my favorite people in the studio here today, because I have to tell you, I did say that I know that who you guys voted for, and I'm here to tell you that I'm really glad that your president stopped global warming. That's a great thing. Mm-hmm. But I'm freezing now.
Yeah, I didn't.
Mark,
I'm freezing. I didn't sign up for this when I left New Jersey. I know. I know. Look what I wore. I'm so glad
we're not. I'm so glad we're not.
Right. I'm so glad we're not on TV and we're on radio.
And we've got the cameras up there, you know, because the first year we did the show, we were on Facebook Live and also on here. But I said, listen, I'm not coming out of my pajamas. I got a face for radio, not for TV. We put the cameras always on Scott.
Good. Scott, I thought I was going to put my
He kept the cameras on him.
I thought I was going to put my clothes back on.
No, anything goes here. Keep them off.
It's not that today's, kind of show.
Today's
don't
a little warmer,
weird.
Okay? Today's a little warmer.
Got to be comfortable.
I can tell you this, in all the years, and I've been here since 79, and this is the longest I've ever run my heat.
Mm-hmm. I haven't had the heat on yet.
You haven't had the heat on?
Not once.
Have you not been freezing?
The lowest our house has gotten is in the high 60s.
Yeah, and but high 60s aren't okay for me.
You know, if we were up north and we were on a second floor, we'd sleep with the windows open when it was
so
super
I can't
cold.
Tell
that's
you
good
that
sleeping with her.
Huh? Yeah.
That's good sleeping with her.
Like, I do keep my door, you know, the sliding door in my bedroom open just a little bit because I love to hear the waves. I have to hear those waves. So now I've got the heat cranking because my door's open a bit so I can hear my waves. And I have to tell you, not liking it. I was looking for long johns. I was like, somebody send me their long johns because I've been freezing. I can't get warm. No, this is not for me. This weather is definitely
nope.
not
it's almost
for me.
Over.
No, I don't like it neither. So.
No.
My mother slept with the window open up in New Jersey all mm-hmm. the time. 12 months a year. It could be freezing out. She had her window open in her bedroom.
So I keep my house at 71. 71, 72. Just 72. Automatic, you know, auto, mm-hmm. on, off, whatever, mm-hmm. heat, whatever. But I'm telling you, that heat was running for 3-4 days straight.
So, of course, you know, air conditioners in Florida don't work when it's hot, and heat doesn't necessarily work when it's cold. So,
right.
So we had to get this zillion-dollar system.
Oh,
like
there you
6
go.
Months ago. Well, we want to put the heat on. It's not getting up to temperature. It's not getting up to temperature. Call the company. They come. They look at it and go, oh, the installers forgot there's a certain setting on this computer to make it work. And I said, well, what's going on right now is the heat strip is on. I know that's costing me a whole lot more money. And my bill was $60 more that month. So he left. He says, it's fine now. Well, 2 days later, it's still not working. I call again. I said, you know, we just paid $1 zillion for the system. And so they send him again. He goes, yeah, you're not the only person that has bought this new system on Beachside, a 12-year guarantee, parts and labor. That's pretty good, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so you're not the only person. We have a couple more people. It's a manufacturing flaw. What we're going to have to do is we're going to have to go to the company. We can't get, okay. Another couple days go by, and I'm wearing sweaters still. And I call.
So you had no heat in your house?
No, it just wasn't getting where I needed it to be. It would keep like 4 degrees less than what you set it at. Huh. If I set it 72, it only went up to like 68. So I finally call up, and I got into my New Jersey mode. And I'm complaining up and down, and she says, can I call you back? I said, you people never call me back. Well, in reality, she did a half hour later. She calls me back, and she says, okay, we've got to put a new motherboard in the system, a new fan inside the vent, a new heat strip. And I said, the thing is 5 months old.
Wow.
And she says, well, we ordered all the parts. They'll be here on Monday. And if we get them on Monday, if it's early in the morning, we'll be at your house on Tuesday. So this is like 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Friday. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, knock on my door. It's the regular guy who's all, I mean, I'm going to set up a room in my house for him. He's there so often, right? So he shows up and he says, I'm going to fix your problem. And I said, what are you talking about? I was just on the phone with your company, your boss, and they told me, needs a new motherboard, anything. He goes,
it needed nothing.
He says, no, it's a code.
You just had to plug it in, Mark.
Right, exactly. He said, no, there's a code that when they put it in on your thermostat. And so he goes in, his thermostat, bing, 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 installation. He goes, okay, you're set.
It is amazing, though, because I know in the colleges, they're all run from Coco. So you can be in Palm Bay freezing, you got to call Coco. And you got to go, could you get us a little heat, please,
in Palm Bay? Same thing with Brevard schools.
Yeah,
with the Brevard
schools, the weirdest things ever.
It's not on campus. And, of course, I would do crazy. Well, Brevard schools kept it. Here we go, tell all these tales. They kept it at a certain temperature when it was hot
like
as blazes.
Like a jail, because they got to kill them germs.
Yeah, well, what I would do is I'd go by the thermostat with the lighter. Because they would, I know, it's horrible.
Don't teach our listeners.
Because they send somebody down and they've got a thermometer in there, you know, and they're moving it around the room. They're going, wow, it is hot in here.
So, well, luckily, you know what? Global warming's back. It's warming back up this week. Mm-hmm. So, you know what?
There you go.
So, anyway.
Actually, I think
so,
it's
gonna
be
Gina and I, we did touch a truck this weekend.
Yes.
Do you know how many people we had?
I don't have a head count yet.
Because we had thousands.
Yeah, it was huge. I was so excited.
And it was freezing.
I know, I was very nervous.
We were the city was giving everybody hot chocolate. Mm-hmm. You know, we were doing that. And but it was freezing. I didn't think we'd have a big turnout. We had a few big trucks didn't show up.
Right, well, yeah.
But, yeah, they came out for it.
Yeah, I was very, very excited.
Now, why does the city do this event? I mean, obviously, you don't make any money on it.
No, we don't make any money.
You don't make any money on it. And there's quite a few events that the city doesn't make money on.
You're
They're
right.
just to do good or whatever. You're the head of marketing.
I know.
Why do you do them?
Fortunately, my job is not based on ROI.
That's right. So, I mean, that one's been around forever. So
yes.
Is it just around, what is the object for
so
the
there's
city?
So there's a few things. I mean, obviously, it's a service. For people.
Okay.
You know, people with kids are always looking for cool, free stuff to do with their kids.
And there were some cool trucks out there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's also a learning experience for the kids. And then there's the flip side of the coin where, you know, our law enforcement agencies and our first responders, they get to interact with the kids. And, you know, I mean, when you were a little kid and you see a fireman, you know,
he's
cool. A hero, right?
Yeah.
Like, they get to interact with those people. It gives the police department an opportunity to build relationships with kids when they're young.
Yeah.
And that's super important.
Okay, yeah.
You know, because in this world, it's not always a positive interaction with law enforcement. So they look at those events, our spooktacular trick-or-treat.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You know, the touch a truck, they look at those events as opportunities to interact with the community and really build relationships with the kids. And that's what we love to see.
And, you know, I think that some of these businesses miss a great opportunity to put their truck out there with the logo on the side
100%.
Of their truck and get to know people. I 100%. Don't understand why they're not ringing your phone off the hook going, how can I be part of this?
And I'll say this. A lot of those businesses are mom and pops.
Yeah.
My family had a furniture store, and people used to say to us, well, why aren't you open on Sunday? And I'd say, I've been here for 8 hours. 6 days this week.
Yeah.
And I just need a day.
Right.
You know, so I realize that it's not always convenient for you, but we're open till six. So hopefully if you got off work at five, you can come by for a little while. You know, I'll do everything I can. I'll stay late, whatever. But so I understand that mentality. You know, a lot of them work.
I work 100 hours
a week. And some of them work Saturdays. Think about it, like concrete, you know, construction, anything, contractors, things like that, that have that heavy equipment. Yeah. A lot of them are working on Saturday.
But you would think that would be a cool day for them.
Yeah,
I would. Cold or not, I would think it was cool. Did you swing by? We could have had the orchestra there with the orchestra truck or something.
I'm sure I had five blankets on. And a fire pit somewhere.
So we've got a big event here, Mark. We've got the Melbourne Community Orchestra coming in. They're going to be in the house on Wednesday and Thursday this week.
Thursday, yes.
And we're doing Disney.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
We're doing Disney songs.
The Disney Vault Unlocked.
So I love this because, you know, I don't like that. I can't even say them. The Shark Crossing or whatever. The Chirinettos.
The Shark Crossing?
Yeah, the whatever. Yeah, the Shark Crossings. But I love when you play music I know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I can sing to it back in the, you know, in the back of the room with nobody hearing me, I'm loving that.
Oh, come on.
Music.
I heard you singing Rimsky-Korsakov Scheherazade the other day.
Sure I was.
I heard
dancing
you singing
to it.
That's right.
Dancing to it.
Well, of course, that second movement's pretty catchy.
Listen, I don't know if you guys all know that I love to dance. It's pretty funny because Jennifer, who's always here, she has set her phone that everything that, every message she gets, like from here or anything, it plays Cupid Shuffle. You just got to dance to that. I don't care. You know what song that is. Yeah. You know, to the right, to the right, to the left, to the left. I'm dancing all day long. People are just looking over at me like I am absolutely nuts. I don't care. I just break out and dance every time I hear that song. So
that's the song for you?
That's my dance
that's your
song.
One?
Sure. Okay. Absolutely. Even when we're catering, my whole staff dances to that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no matter what. Yeah. So tell us a little about what's going on then tomorrow.
Well, you know,
Thursday.
We have so many young families at our holiday concert.
Okay, yeah. Wow.
I mean, it was crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, we've done a great job of reaching out to younger families. Noelle, through our social media, has done a lot of contact with all that. And so we figured it's such a fast turnaround after the holidays for our next concert. Well, what can we do that would be fast and easy? Well, we found out when we got the Disney tunes, they're not fast and easy necessarily. But we decided on Disney.
Yeah.
In fact, I was in contact with the Disney company because I, you know, I want some of their arrangements.
And you have to pay for all that music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the ones that, but I wanted what they have.
Let me ask you, what happens if you were playing like Frozen or something and you got caught playing it? What happens? Do you get fined? They throw Mark in jail. What happens?
Well, no, it depends on what it is. I mean, Frozen is out there in the market. You can buy that.
Okay.
But the things that I was, well, of course, what was I looking for? Things you couldn't buy, right?
Okay.
Because we do have some things that have been purchased over the years with the orchestra. So I get in contact with Disney, and Disney will sell anything for the right price.
See, and it would have been cool because, you know, my brother did a Disney, you know, he does all the music for movies that he did. The White Rabbit, Alice in Wonderland,
right.
And he did a new with Pink. I think it's called White Rabbit, the White Rabbit song. So you could have used that probably,
because
I would have called up the bro and went, "Mark's got to play your music."
Right. Well, so what happened was you can actually get the score for a movie and go somewhere and turn off the sound. That's a lot of orchestras doing now. Like they're doing Lion King, let's say, but instead of the music being on the screen, the orchestra, live orchestra is providing it, and they're in sync. So they will do everything, again, for a crazy price.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to talk prices?
Yeah, sure.
Well,
we love talking money on here.
I want to know the scoop.
Yeah.
They wanted
Dish.
They wanted $12.50 a piece, and I wanted three pieces.
Mm. Wait a minute. $12.50, like $12.50?
No.
$1,250,
no.
$12,000? What are we talking here?
$1,200.
$1,200.
Yeah.
For each piece to play. Wow.
So, you know, I went, put my negotiating hat on, and we went back and forth for about 4 months. And then finally, this person who's in charge got in touch with me and says, listen, you know, I know you're a nonprofit. We don't charge for concerts. All of our concerts are free. We don't charge. You know, we're a nonprofit, the whole nine yards. He says, do you think your organization can swing 750? And I said, well, I it's still pretty high. He says, for all three.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I said, well, let me check with my people. So I hung up the phone and I went, yes, we can do this.
Oh,
we'll make this work.
But see, so just so our listeners in WWBC land know here, you run on all donations.
Yes.
Here's a good example. You got to pay for the music that you're playing for them. It's a free concert. Come into the auditorium and put a couple dollars in the hat like you're at church. You know what I mean?
Makes
like,
such a big difference.
Because yeah, because it's expensive.
So the three that we got from Disney.
Yeah.
We got the Little Mermaid Suite.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is written by Alan Menken. I mean, it's not arranged by this person or that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got something called a Villains Medley.
Ooh, you know, that's pretty cool.
I mean, because we always hear all the fun,
villain.
the princes and stuff. This is Disney Villains Medley.
Oh, wow.
And there's a couple of vocals in it. And my daughter is going to be doing her Ursula impression.
Oh, cool.
She's going to sing Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Okay.
And my son Paxton is going to be singing Prince Ali and Be Prepared from Lion King.
Oh, wow.
Which is a little part of this
that's
villain
pretty
thing.
Cool.
Really cool. And then the other cool thing is, have you ever been to the Disney Studios? You know,
MGM?
I have.
Yeah, MGM,
I have.
Yeah. And the fireworks display at night,
uh-huh.
when
yes.
you go to the mountain and Disney. Well, right. that music that's being played during that whole thing is called Fantasmic.
Right.
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, very cool.
So we're playing that. And we are doing Frozen. We've got
cool.
an arranged Frozen.
I like Frozen. You hear me singing in the back?
Yeah, we've got, we have a what we call Richard Heyman Library. Richard Heyman was one of the arrangers for the Boston Pops. Leroy Anderson originally was when he left, Richard Heyman took over. Well, Richard Heyman bounced around, I guess it was mid-90s when he died, but at one point he was conducting the Space Coast Pops.
Hmm.
And so he was here and there. When he died, he left his library to Space Coast Pops, which of course doesn't exist anymore, but they sold off pieces of his library, which we purchased. Again,
cool.
cost us some money, but the neat part about that is none of this stuff is published. It's all written in his hand. And so there are two pieces that he wrote for the Boston Pops and Arthur Fiedler.
Huh.
One's called A Disney Opening, and it has When You Wish Upon a Star, Small World.
And you got like Fantasia going on there too.
And then the other thing he wrote is a Mary Poppins medley from the original Mary Poppins movie. It's amazing how beautiful this, I mean.
And you guys are playing this?
Oh, yes, we are.
Oh, that's
oh, very cool.
Yeah, so we're playing those two.
And of course, we got good food happening.
Oh, the
yeah.
best.
We got pastrami.
Yes.
I got more pastrami.
Oh, by the way, not to change subjects. In up in Cocoa, do you have restaurants in Cocoa?
Nothing.
In Eastern
Florida
State?
I don't cross 520.
Oh, I was wondering because someone was asking me. They said they got something in the cafeteria at Eastern Florida State.
Oh, at that college.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Love Something.
Oh, okay.
Open there. Nope, I can't do that one.
No, okay.
I was offered a teaching job there, but that was too far for me to drive to.
Yeah, like, me too. I was offered.
I don't pass 520.
Well, that's sort of like going over the bridge, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
we yeah. talk about that, yeah.
I still shake when I go over the bridge. I told you, my father, that was our, we weren't allowed to cross O'Galley. We weren't allowed to cross the bridge. We could go as far as the yellow blinking light going down in Melbourne Beach, and that
right.
was our,
Florida
if you
Beach.
Got caught anywhere else, you were in trouble and your car keys were leaving you.
Right.
Yeah, Dad was taking the car keys.
Yeah, back then, we're also doing an Aladdin suite. We're
cool.
doing music from Aladdin.
So this is going to be great.
It's going to.
So I hope it brings a lot more young people out, because I'm telling you, for our listeners here, it's not for the old timers. I mean, it's for everybody.
Yeah, our
it's
audience has
everybody.
Changed greatly over the last 3 years.
Gina, have
years.
You come to one of the concerts yet?
I have not.
You gotta
this
come.
Is the one that I wanted to come
yeah,
to.
Yeah.
Because the last one, I forget what was going on, but it was like not going to happen because I found out on a Tuesday.
It was like the third week in December.
Yeah.
And
then I think my husband was doing
something.
And
you had babies coming.
Well, she
yeah.
got here in November. But yeah,
yeah.
any spare yeah. moment I can spend with her. But this is the one I was.
This is going to be cool.
Really
I think.
Wanting to
yeah.
see.
Yeah.
yeah.
This is going to be a blast. We're
I mean,
all excited about it.
It was so cool, even the Christmas one, there was louder clapping than for Ted Nugent. I mean, everybody enjoyed the show
but
so
I love
much.
The kids. There's so many kids
yes.
there. And
they were
and
in their pajamas.
Changed.
It was just so cute.
Well,
yeah.
And
yeah.
you know, it's become an educational thing, you know, with orchestras not getting attendance across the country. You know, they're doing movies. They're playing for movies. They're playing video game music, just trying to get younger people. So they're finding that as these younger people are listening to, like, video game music, well, they'll come back for a Tchaikovsky symphony. And so we're sort of teaching.
Listen, I find that whole video game thing crazy. You know, that's what my brother does. He does, like, mm-hmm. Rovi, the Angry Birds and all that. He does Transformers. They have a cult following. Like, literally, he just Absolutely. Played the Hard Rock doing that music. I mean, you can actually go on his Facebook page and see it. It's all gaming music.
So here's the thing,
people show up for it.
When you talk about an orchestra or even a live band, music has changed. It's now so computer generated that the people that we grew up listening to would put hours and hours and years into becoming a musician and honing their craft. And now these kids get on a computer and do it. And my son, God love him, he's a rapper, and he does his music on the computer. It all sounds alike to me. And I try to listen to him. But when I hear, you know, Led Zeppelin, or when I hear something,
you know what I was listening to on the way here? Peter Frampton, Come Alive. Mm-hmm. I was.
You know.
I mean, I'm still listening to where there was a whole band. You know where they played? There was six guys.
When you get
like a Bon Jovi, still the same four guys really playing music.
Like Whitesnake, and you got rock, but it's got a groove to it, and it's got, you know, you can pick those nuances out from the bands that you knew what they sounded like.
Jennifer and I were just talking yesterday about I think at Motley Crue, where Tommy Lee was upside down playing drums. But he was really playing drums. But he was really playing drums. You know,
he does. He does that. Yes.
So.
Concerts were events.
Yes. But I still love better than anything when MTV took a metal band, toned them down, and it was called Unplugged.
Yes.
MTV Unplugged. Even Christian rock, one of the best concerts I ever saw was, and I really think you need to do a Christian music orchestra one night, because I tell you what, every time we had a band in there in December. I think they were called the Gentlemen or something like that. Do you remember in December we had that Godswell concert? It was packed, and it was really, really good. But Skyper, we had in
Striper. Yeah.
And they're loud.
They're good.
I mean, you needed earplugs. But one of the favorite things I saw was Jeremy Camp.
Oh, yeah.
Who's all Christian
so
rock.
So good.
But it was stripped down. He was sitting on stools with an orchestra behind him. Right. My favorite concert ever.
Wow.
Favorite concert. Better than Cher. Maybe not better than Pink. But but I enjoyed that concert better than almost any I had ever seen. So that would be awesome.
To try to get the kids to hear it in a different way. To hear the instruments and the way that a person can make it sound the way they want. Like,
and
that's
Gina,
incredible.
Remember when it was all like hit a button and the music played? It was... And I'm sure you know too, Mark, for a while there was no bands anymore.
When synthesizers, when you were able to make music out of sounds on a board.
And Mark can tell you
everything.
My favorite instrument is the piano.
Yeah.
I love the piano.
Yeah.
Give me a piano.
Well, that's why it's so important when we do our kids' concert. We do it at the Oaks Theater. And again, we pay for the rental of the theater, the whole nine yards, but it's to bring kids in, younger elementary school kids. We have a portion where we have a petting instrument zoo where the kids can touch the instruments, they ask questions. It's all about education. And I'm telling you, there are more young people going to orchestra concerts now because of infusing some of these other things and then introducing them to classics.
Well,
you know,
even
when
in
I was
school,
in Europe,
they're learning violin again.
Right. I mean, when I was in Europe, I was amazed. I would go to an orchestra concert. I'm going to see the Vienna Philharmonic, and it wasn't all gray hairs. It was mostly young people.
That's now, cool. I got to tell you, my 10-year-old, that's right, I'm not too old, I still have a 10-year-old at home, on the 4th of February is seeing the symphony over there at the King Center. It's a trip with school.
That's
taking all them
that's
kids
the other reason,
over there.
That's the other reason that we do our concert, because the symphony has, they've got a stranglehold on that. The schools send all the buses to the symphony.
Yeah.
They get to hear all these kids. But that it doesn't take in the homeschool kids and the private school kids.
Okay.
So that's where we started first.
Well, that's pretty cool then.
You know, because we wanted to make sure that every kid got a chance. But because the way it's advertised, we're getting all sorts of kids.
I mean,
I think the first
when is
year
that
we
counter?
Did it. It's always in November.
In November? Okay.
And we do fun things. Like we did the Benjamin Britten Young People's Guide to the Orchestra. And Noelle came up with videos on the screen of each instrument while we're playing. And it's just, so we do some interactive things. Next year, our tuba player, we're going to do it again, of course, November. He's going to be doing the Tubby the Tuba. I don't know if you remember that cartoon from years ago. And so we'll have that cartoon
running
while he's
playing. And we're still working on our night. And I apologize because I've been so busy opening this restaurant that
I understand.
I feel like I put it on my Facebook page. I don't know how I worded it, but it's like January has just been a practice for the new year. It's like didn't really count because I'm about a month behind in everything in my life. So February 1, I'm starting the year February 1st. I just wasn't ready January
1st. It's only a few days, by the way.
I know.
Yeah, it's Saturday.
I know.
Just so you know.
And I got the gun show.
Okay.
We're starting out with guns.
Well, and why
starting
would you not?
There you go. Starting out with a bang. That's right, Gina. Starting out with a bang. Gina, what do you got happening? What do you got coming up?
I have so much.
Let's talk about it.
Let me go back here. So on the 15th, Saturday the 15th, we have the Wickham Park Community Center rummage sale. The rummage sales are always huge. On the 19th,
That's February 15th?
Yes.
Okay.
Saturday, that's at Wickham Park.
Okay.
Community Center.
Okay.
And that is from 8 to 1. It's free to get in, you know, free to come in and shop and then, you know, find the vendors you love.
And that's not at Wickham, the park area.
It's at the community center.
Community center.
Yes.
Just to be clear on that one. Very
so
good.
Then
they
it's
have food?
Not even.
You have food?
No, they don't. I don't think they usually do food at that one. So on the 19th, Wednesday the 19th,
oh, that's
it's not even on my calendar yet. I just did it yesterday.
Hey, Mark.
We are going to have at Blaze Pizza.
Okay.
We're having
I like Blaze Pizza.
A Raise the Dough party.
A Raise
so
the
I need
dough.
Everybody to come out
that's
from
on the
5 19th? To 9.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to get them to come out and talk about Blaze Pizza.
Oh, well, now I'll get them out there.
That would be cool.
Do you make your own pizzas if you're raising the dough?
No, you don't, unfortunately. But you get to pick everything you want on it.
Have you been there?
Yes.
Because you sort of walk in and you tell them. The kids get all their own little pizzas and they tell them what they want on it.
So we're going to get 25% of sales towards Melboom 2025. So I'm super happy about that.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one for raising for Melboom. We need money for Melboom, you restaurant owners and business owners.
25%, that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pretty good deal.
That is a good thing.
So then on Friday, February 21st, we have Black History Celebration at Eddie Lee Taylor Senior Community Center.
What do you do for that?
That is where they're going to celebrate Black culture. They have speakers. They have a little bit of entertainment. It's a really great educational event.
Okay.
And that is from 4 to 6 on Friday, February 21st. Also on the 21st is the 27th annual father-daughter dance at the O'Galley Civic Center. I know you're doing that.
I'm doing it also. My son's taking my daughter.
That's so awesome. Yeah. I'll be there taking pictures, and we've got Dean Stewart will be taking the professional.
And I got to tell you, listeners, please, 321-437-1567. I'm going to have Gina also give you another number that you can actually call and get information for the father-daughter dance, because I can tell you tickets go fast.
They're almost gone.
Yeah.
Literally,
there is not. Yes, there's only a few.
It might even be sold out this morning.
I think it was like 12.
Yeah.
I think, there is not a lot of tickets. I'm doing the food for that. The theme is Under the Sea. So,
yes.
Coming up with cool stuff for that.
If you want to call and ask about that, it's 321-608-7400.
Yep. And
this
that's
is every
the
year.
Father.
Every
it
year
is every year,
it.
And I got
to
tell
now
you,
I
it's the
push
cutest.
My son-in-law to take my granddaughter.
It's the cutest event. It
we
really is.
We have adults
is.
That have come since they were little girls with their dad.
It is just a really cool event, and it's simple because we try to do it in a budget, so it's not extravagant. Little girls don't want foo-foo food anyways, you know, not with their dad.
DJ, dancing, games, craft.
I think we should do
dinner.
A tea party, though, with moms and daughters sometimes.
Well, we have the Mother's Day tea that we
do. But that's
Eddie
the
Lee
Mother's
Taylor,
Day.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool, though.
So we do that around Mother's Day.
Okay, because I love making them little sandwiches.
But this is a big deal. And then I've got something coming up.
Okay, tell
but
me.
But I don't have all the details yet, but it's going to be April 9th.
Okay.
And that's going to be Beauty for the Boom. And we're going to have lots of vendors.
Beauty for the
health
boom.
And wellness.
Can we drink? Can
Beauty.
We bring
There's
alcohol one day?
There's going to be a champagne
all
wall.
All right, okay. That's right. Oh, that's right.
We will
champagne
have,
wall.
You might get, I'm working on it. Hopefully I'll be able to give you a little taste of wine with your ticket.
Excellent.
And then there'll be a cash
excellent,
bar. So,
excellent.
But that is also a fundraiser for Melboom 2025.
Awesome.
If you're a vendor and you have any business related to health and wellness, or, you know, you want to market to women, it's $100 a table. And if you just want to come
and
have a good time,
cheap. When you
$25.
Look at how many people, that is
exactly.
Yeah,
I'm selling $200 tickets.
That's a, yeah.
I'm selling 200 tickets, and it's $25 in advance, and $30 at the door.
Awesome.
So yeah,
you guys need to work together so she can get you some of these people donating.
These heavy rollers.
That's right. These heavy rollers. We got
to
do a heavy roller.
Talking about summer camp too. I'd love to see you doing something for the kids and with the kids at summer camp.
I know the band, the Melbourne Municipal Band, does something with the summer camp.
I don't know.
I've never been doing it for like over 20 years.
Maybe they have. Well, maybe you should too.
Yes.
I believe there's enough for everybody. That's mm-hmm. how I look at things.
And
maybe I get
we're
going
to have the biggest Melboom this year.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going all out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We're going all out.
I have
out.
A lot
we're
of
gonna,
things in
yeah.
the works.
That's
it's,
cool.
It'll be fun.
So I got a few things happening. A couple of them are on the same days. I mean, obviously, I'm starting my year out on February 1st with the gun show with a big bang. And then I've got the weekend that you've got stuff happening, the 14th, 15th, I got the quilt show,
mm-hmm.
Which is sort of amazing how many people are interested in quilts. It's sort of always amazed me.
Quilts
I actually,
and guns, huh?
I got my butt handed to me one time. I actually had my staff, Diane, who always works with me, she goes, I'll just let you do this one. There's going to be nobody there. I'm like calling her going, there's 1,000 people here. Get in here now. And I was shocked. I was just shocked. And some of these quilts are beautiful that they've got hanging. So I've got that happening. But the same day, again, as the father-daughter dance, I'm doing ABBA. I have ABBA in the house. And I got to tell you, this is their second time back. They're going to be on the show in 2 weeks. They're going to be here with us. I think next Tuesday's your friend coming in. Who do we have next
Henry?
Tuesday?
Henry, yes.
Henry's from?
He's going to have to pronounce his business name.
Okay.
But it's like, it's some kind of, I want to say gourmet hot dogs.
Okay.
Is that weird?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Because, so, and I'm going to talk about it because I've got some stuff coming up with Harley Davidson.
Okay.
And we're hoping to bring them on. I'm hoping for them to pick up a Thursday show for me so that we can do 2 shows a week. But, yeah, I can't. I'm not even going to try to say the name of his business, but I can't wait to meet him. And he's going to be here next Tuesday. It's going to be very cool. We're going to be talking hot dogs also. And all the events that he's been sponsoring and fun and got going on in the city. So he's everywhere. So I can't wait to meet him. And then the week after that, we have ABBA here.
Very cool.
Yeah. So we've got ABBA here that week. So nice. And then, of course, we'll have you back. You're back on your band day. We've got Tyrus in the house on the 25th. And are you coming to that this time?
I didn't go to the first one. I may have to go to the second one.
Yeah. So, again, that's another thing. Tyrus was a big hit when he was in the Melbourne Auditorium last time. He's coming back, and tickets are going quick. You have to go to, I believe it's Eventbrite to get his tickets. But certainly you can call the Melbourne Auditorium and get some more information on that. I know there's something going on with Brevard Libraries on the 23rd. I really am waiting on that information for that. But I'm excited to do ABBA again. She was really, really good. We've got our micro wrestling coming back, and that's on February 16th, and that's always a fun day. And they need orchestra music in the back of that micro wrestling. The little guy comes out singing like Elvis first. It's actually a show. It is quite a show. It's quick. There's no like intermissions or anything. They just come out and go all out, and it's sold out usually. And
wow.
It's like 2 hours total time, but like boom, and you're slammed. It's craziness. It's fun, and then they're gone. I sort of like things like that. That's always good. We've got the WWE back also coming back, and we'll be talking about that because we're going to try to get some of the wrestlers. We keep trying to get the wrestlers back, but I don't know. But I'm really excited, really, because we're going to be doing did we decide on a Sunday? Did we pick a date?
I don't
for us for
you know
April.
Something? I was enjoying dinner so much. I don't know whether we picked a date.
So we went to we did. We got to go out and just have fun. We went to Scott's on 5th.
Yeah.
And that was your first time there?
Amazing.
What were your thoughts?
Amazing. You know what my daughter said?
What?
Oh, Bennett and I go there all the time on special occasions. Ah. I said, you do?
So
yeah, she loves it.
That's, you know, I mean, I eat there all the time. It's my favorite restaurant, really. I don't.
Staff
the
is
service.
Amazing.
It's
oh my
the best
goodness.
Service.
Right.
It's the best service in Florida. I really believe it is. And I know one of his servers was, she came in number two for the Zagat for best server in Florida.
Wow.
So, I mean, you don't even care to look at the menu. She's coming and telling you.
Right.
She's telling you the whole menu. She's telling you what comes in the dish. You've never been there.
I have not.
And we're still trying to get there.
Uh-huh.
I know. I at least made it there with Mark during the holiday. And
we got to talk about what we want to do, what
exactly.
we want to put together.
We want to do this dinner show. It's hard to figure out how we can do it and pay for everything.
Right.
And still make it a worthy project.
Right.
Sponsor.
Almost like, we talked about almost like making like a speakeasy type theme
yep.
type thing.
Yep. Yep. What did you call it? Because you had a good name for it.
I'm sure I did.
After
I have
that,
lots of good things on the top of my head.
A couple glasses of wine,
yeah, that's
he
right.
probably does.
A couple glasses. I think we drank a couple bottles. I don't
yeah,
know.
I was being nice. Yeah.
Yeah. We had to sample the goods.
Right.
Yeah, well, of course.
We had like every appetizer, and yeah, we had a good
amazing.
Time.
It was amazing.
We had a very good night. It was fun.
But
good
yeah,
company. Thank you.
We need to schedule another meeting with the four of us. And
yes. With less wine, so we get something
less
done.
Less wine. That's a thing.
What? Yeah,
less wine.
No, because that's I'm behind. I was thinking about that too because last night I made a hot. My kid's laughing because I go, too bad you don't know how to make martinis. She goes, I do because she's even said it on the show. You shake it 30 times. The ice has to crystallize, and she's
right.
saying that. And anyways, I said no, but I need something. I can't get warm. She's like, so I made a hot drink. I put. The butterscotch, just like I would in a
yeah,
martini, but I put it in my coffee. Yeah. So my kid looks and goes, oh, it's a hot martini. I go, it's a hot martini. But I said, I'm even behind in drinking. I'm 1 month behind in even that because I haven't.
Well, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old, my parents had already taught us how to make their drinks for them at night.
That's right.
A different time, right? Different
so
world.
So I had a family day on the show, and she's sitting right next to me. She's 9 years old at this point, and I said, what do you know about the restaurant? And she says, I know you got to shake a martini like 30 to 50 times. I said, she
perfect.
Put that out there for everybody to hear. My gosh, I have social services calling me. I don't drink. Anyways, so what else is going on? What do you got? What do you got? Take it off my kid and drinking. What else you got going on?
I've got a dress rehearsal tonight and 2 shows. That's the
okay.
only thing that's really on my mind.
So what time do the doors open Wednesday?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock
and,
on Wednesday.
And we'll have a pre-show music.
Yeah.
In fact, it's our string quartet. Guess what they're going to be doing?
What?
Disney music.
What about Thursdays at the same time?
Yep, same
okay.
time.
Doors and then you guys are just going to stay on. I did talk to Noelle. You guys are going to stay a little bit on Wednesdays.
On,
we feed
on
everybody.
Wednesday,
yeah.
On Wednesday. And that's been such a big thing. I mean, we have such a great support system in you.
And we do the VIPs. Let's talk a little bit about the VIPs because you can become a VIP to the Melbourne Community Orchestra for
right,
just
for
a couple hundred dollars.
$300 donation for the season.
It's a great donation. Is it tax deductible?
Tax deductible. We send a letter to you thanking you.
You
the
get
whole thing.
Champagne and hors d'oeuvres.
And the hors d'oeuvres are absolutely
yes.
amazing.
Oh, hello. Sometimes I make Spumoni ice cream.
I know.
You're Italian. You like Spumoni ice cream, don't you?
I'm not a Spumoni girl.
You're not a
Spumoni. No.
Oh, it's my favorite.
I know, it's terrible.
It's
I'm always
my
answering
favorite.
You no. Well,
I know.
Have you noticed that?
What,
no.
Why would my kid
I don't
call
like
that?
Gelato. I don't like it. It's too creamy for me. I don't like that.
Oh,
well,
I love it.
The cool thing is we get to sort of rub elbows with audience members, and they'll say, mm-hmm. like, you know, hey, you know, we really like to hear this selection. Everything, you know, are you starting to plan for
I
next year?
Good.
I mean, it's a good thing, and we yep. always have a couple of the orchestra members there also.
Yes.
Sort of a liaison type group.
Do you all have a Facebook page?
Yes.
Okay. Community Orchestra, MC Orchestra.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
And I think
up.
Ours is linked now. I think that they've got that finally where we're picking up your stuff is going on mine.
Okay.
I want to
share it on the Melbourne, Florida community
yes,
calendar.
Please.
Page. It's not coming up.
We
for
need
me.
To all get on that Melbourne community calendar. How do our listeners see the Melbourne community calendar
on
Facebook?
Facebook
page?
It's a group.
Oh, it's a group.
It's a group.
So you got to join the group.
I created it back when Facebook was saying they were going to take fan pages away.
Okay.
And we weren't going to have business pages and fan pages. So I was like, oh, I'll make it a group.
Okay.
So you can follow it. It's better if you join.
So how do they find it?
They put in the word Melbourne.
Okay.
Space FL, like Florida.
Uh-huh.
Space.
Okay.
Community. Calendar.
Calendar.
And
okay.
It will come up. And it's got right now, let me tell you what I've got on the, there you, okay. Let me tell you what I've got on the cover page so you know what to look for. Right now, well, that's interesting. Touch a Truck is still up there. So let me change that. But there's about.
I've got you.
Thank you. Okay. That's, yes.
Because we talked about it last time we were together.
Yes.
You obviously forgot about me once you walked out the door.
No, I did not. I'm getting phone calls. Look, I'm getting phone calls and text messages all at the same time. So, I need to find you on here. But it's a great place to share if you have. I let restaurants put stuff up,
mm-hmm.
you know, because to me that's entertainment also.
Yeah.
To go out and enjoy an evening
Absolutely.
Of food is entertainment.
Right.
But I don't let the duct cleaning people or the local businesses
Good.
Put their sales and stuff. It's about entertainment. So if there's a band playing
yeah.
or an event, a fundraiser or a ticketed event, I approve all of those. So it helps if you answer the questions.
Good.
When you join, it'll ask you some questions. And
I'm glad you're
then everything gets
keeping
approved.
It with entertainment. You know,
yeah.
I do the same thing here. You know, you were in the studio when I was just asking Danny earlier. We have so many people that want to do commercials. I want to keep it, like, to what we're doing. I
yeah.
want to keep it entertainment and what's going on in Brevard. Sometimes it is about, like you, who's going to fix our furnace. You know what I mean? Sometimes
right.
that is what's going on in Brevard. But I don't want to be all about commercials.
Well, I tied it into your global warming.
That's right, my global yeah. warming that's gone away.
I can't even tell you. Somebody who likes to go see live music, I get so frustrated because the places that we like to go, because there's a few places that theirs are our favorite places to go and watch music, I'll look on their Facebook, nothing. Nothing about what's happening on the weekend.
Yeah, because I follow
I look
the Phoenix
on their
Band.
Websites.
Have you seen
outdated.
The Phoenix Band?
The what?
Phoenix
oh, gosh,
Band?
Ellen
yeah.
and I are great friends.
Yeah.
Like, Buddy, I know
I always
all of them.
Follow her. And boy,
and she's great about
saying,
doing her own marketing.
Yes, absolutely.
Some bands are not.
Yeah.
And it's either the bands or
marketing for this,
or the venues.
For here, too.
Well, and that's been my job my whole life. So I've even offered, you know, look, I do side work. I'm happy to help you. They're like, okay, we'll think about it. I could have your place packed.
So let's talk about a little advertisement here because you know we're here because Melbourne Seafood Station is still paying for our show and paying for our time here, Danny running the board and all of that. But they have closed. They're doing some revamping. Their place on Palm Bay Road by Long Doggers there is still open and going every day. But they've closed the one on US 1. They've opened the old Bat Cave, which was Rowley's. I couldn't remember the name
right.
Rowley's. They're in that building that turned into a, Rolly's turned into a burger place.
Right
and now,
before the splits.
Yes, right at the split. So Melbourne Seafood is, they're coming in there, they're opening. They're going to have even breakfast bagels and stuff like that. So can't wait for that to happen. We are still, though, if you want to text me at 321-437-1567. The 20th person to text, I want to eat at Melbourne Seafood. I'm going to send you a $25 gift certificate for dinner. And also, if you go to 321-305-9906 and put, if you're the 10th one there, to say, yes, I want to eat it and try Melbourne Seafood. I've never ate there. I'm going to send you also a $25 gift certificate. So let's try that. The Melbourne Space Coast, it's the Space Coast Harley is got something cool going on this week also. Just give me one second here. Let me see here. Here we go. Melbourne Space Coast is having it's a customer appreciation party. It's this Saturday from 11 to 4. Here again, donations benefiting Toys for Tots. So anything you can do, they accept toys all the time, not just at Christmas time. But they appreciate the opportunity to earn your business on Saturday, February 1st from 11 to 4. For all the customer appreciation party, our own very hog chapter will be grilling up free burgers, hot dogs, and serving beer. Live music is by Changes. Here's a live band. Gina, maybe you've heard of it. Changes. It's called Changes Duo. That's a new one on me. But come hang out with them. Get some free burgers, hot dogs, beer. Look at the new bikes. They've got some 2025 bikes out there. And that's happening at the Space Coast right there at 1440 Sportsman Lane. You can dial 321-259-1311 and get more information. They've got a bike bourbon and barbecue party coming up February 8th that we're going to be talking about next Tuesday. So lots happening. Space Coast, that's where your friend does a lot of events that's going to be here next week.
Yes.
So maybe he'll be talking about the bikes, bourbon.
I know,
yeah,
he's promoting that.
It's going to be
so
exciting.
Yeah.
And of course, we've got the Melbourne Orchestra tomorrow night and the next night. We want to make sure you go to that. But please don't forget about Melbourne Seafood while they're making these changes. Mark, what else you got? Because I know that Danny's going to be giving us the finger here in a second. So I know that I'm leaving here and I'm sliding right out that door really quick. I'm not even going to say goodbye because I have to be serving at a softball field at Eastern Florida State College at 3 p.m. today. So I'm going to be busting to move to get back to do that. Somebody please pick my kid up from school because... I had a kid.
Yeah, I've got to do the pickup. Paxton does not have a rehearsal today.
We're
been
too 5:30, old for this.
So and I'm gonna pick him up at 3:30. But you know, we'll be heading over to O'Galley. We do all of our rehearsals at O'Galley.
Yeah, you're rehearsing
now.
Is at O'Galley. Is that a bummer?
No.
It's not. So it's been good.
Oh my god.
Because I was thinking that you're not behind the auditorium, that it would be a huge bummer.
We've had to rent a truck. You know,
yeah,
for concerts now, but we had somebody donate the price for the U-Haul truck for the rest of the season.
That's awesome.
So we were concerned leaving there because we don't have all of our own percussion equipment, but O'Galley's been so nice. They let us use their percussion equipment, and we're rehearsing in their band room, which acoustically is so much better than where we were rehearsing.
Wow.
I mean, it's just great. And we'll load up. I have a loading crew. A little different than just going from behind and rolling things into the theater with the way we
did.
So a little bit much, and that's why what we used to do is on Thursdays when the orchestra would hang out at the bistro there and have something to eat.
So you're doing it backwards.
Yeah, we're doing it backwards because we've got to load up that truck and get, you know,
see, and
after
that's
the
what
concert,
I mean, that's
people
sort of a
have
bummer
to run over to O'Galley and then unload at O'Galley and get it all back in there. So that's why we're doing it on, you know, we're doing a little get together on Wednesdays now.
That's good. And I'll be ready for it.
And that's always great after a performance. And I can't eat performances before performance. I can't eat a drink afterwards. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's always fun anyways.
Yeah.
Yes. Gina, how about you? What do you got going this week?
This week, I am just starting off the fundraising for Mel Boom.
Fundraising.
So I'm working hard on that.
So do you have
I'm
a bunch of fundraisers happening at the same time? Or just like right now, are you just on Mel Boom?
Well,
or you're spread?
I'm a little spread out I like to help the community centers when they have events like the adult flashlight.
And you just got
Crane
Creek going again.
With what?
They're open. And
oh, the golf course.
The golf course.
The golf course is reopened, but they're pretty self-sufficient.
Yeah.
I just promote their stuff. But the egg hunt is coming up, so I'm
always
looking
to
help her.
I love the egg hunt. I've already got I've got my hat with my flashlight. I put it on. I put it on in the house sometimes.
Is it done at night?
You know what? This is so fun.
It is.
It truly is. To me, it's one of.
And none of these people drink.
How much fun could that be?
Yeah. Okay.
I know what would be in my basket if I was there.
This is an event that people, you know, it's not like church. I don't know if you guys have been to church lately, but I got to tell you what. You show up like 5 minutes before church starts. Like the church can be sitting totally empty, and then all of a sudden, 5 minutes before it starts, it packs up. Uh-huh. No. I'm telling you, this is one event that everybody comes early to.
They
come early to the adult Easter egg. I get there at 3 myself and start without them before we – I make sure I'm prepared for the evening.
Oh,
my hat and flash. We turn all the lights off. That's one thing about the touch truck that I think is good because you have a lot of parents that came with their little kids. But, you know, that's what we were telling them about, because a lot of them had never been in the auditorium.
Right.
And they're like, oh, my gosh, this place is so big. And it's, you know, they don't know that it's actually as nice as it is.
Yeah.
And some people will go back and go, I graduated here like 25 years ago and it was decrepit and looked terrible and smelled. It's like, no, it's not like that. This place is great. I mean, how's the acoustics, Mark?
Not good.
Not good? Don't say that, Mark.
Okay.
They're
the acoustics are great.
They're great.
It's going to sound great Wednesday and Thursday.
Well, yeah,
but see, does.
Remember, we're on the floor now.
Yeah.
We were on the stage. They had a problem with the fire curtain.
Yeah.
But the problem on the stage is there's no acoustical clouds above you, so everything goes straight up.
Oh.
And we found that when we set up, when we couldn't use the stage, that setting up in front of the stage, the orchestra could hear things better. The audience hears, and the audience likes being close.
Oh, and what's
especially
cool
the people
too
in the splash
is you can do things
area.
On the stage behind you.
Right, and that's what we've done.
Yeah.
I call the people want to sit real close to where I am. I call it the splash area.
Right.
You know? I'll be soaking wet while I'm there, and they just smile and they love it because we tend to interact with the audience a lot. I talk to the audience.
Yeah,
that's the best.
Oh yeah, the and they do shows. I mean, like the Pirates.
Okay, in May, our Medieval Mayhem is going to be
Medieval Mayhem.
Medieval Mayhem.
Speaking of that, you know, one of the other big things that for today that is this Renaissance Fair. Now, it's Pirate Weekend this weekend. Have you done any of those? So, what about you, Danny?
Nope.
I've never been, but they've changed location. It used to be in Wickham Park, and now it's, I don't know.
Correct. So, and I'm glad we brought this up because I have this on today's. It's, okay, so February 1st, February 2nd, 10 a.m., it's at Castle Park. I got to be honest with you. I don't know where Castle Park is.
Is that off Sarno?
I just don't know.
They've decided to name it around that
area because there was traffic tied up last Saturday because it's been running a couple weekends in a row.
It's Brevard Renaissance Fair Private. It's their Pirate Weekend. Ahoy, mates. We'll be needing all hands on deck as we set sail for adventure. Would-be sea dogs are challenged by the prince to bandy about their saltiest language in our talk like a pirate contest.
Arr.
That's what they're doing this weekend. It's I got a number here. It's 321-458-3515. February 2nd, February 1st and 2nd. It says 3190 New York Avenue, Melbourne, Florida. And I got to be honest with you, I don't know where New York Avenue is.
Yeah.
So, you know, I talk about it. I'll say all about it. But this is one that I have not done. I can tell you Jennifer loves the Renaissance Fair. Maybe I can get her out to talk like a pirate AA this weekend.
South of Sarno Road last Saturday, there were a couple of police cars. So it has to be off that way.
So
I'm looking here.
Is it?
It's.
Because I was thinking it was by Costco's, but I guess I'm wrong.
Oh, no.
Sarno.
New York Avenue. It's back behind. It's south of Sarno.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it looks like.
Off
you
Wickham,
get there
though.
Off of Wickham.
Okay.
Yeah, down towards. I'm looking for these side streets like that someone would know.
I'm thinking like by
right off of
where
Wickham.
The downtown
it's
produce used to be.
It's just north of the Wustoff Medical Center.
Oh,
so it's right before there,
okay.
South of Sarno, and you get there off of Wickham.
Okay.
So yeah, it's not a city event.
I
know you're like, gosh, she knows nothing about what she's doing. No, Brevard Renaissance Fair is.
But this used to be at Wickham Park, and it was huge.
Yes.
I was sort of sad to see it. I don't know why they moved it from Wickham Park. But
I was wondering whether they downsized it just because it wasn't as huge as they wanted it to be. I don't know.
I hated our runaway country, even, too. There's a couple things that that we miss at Wickham Park. But anyways, this is like the games and the music and that. It's like a cult following this Renaissance.
Maryland. That is a thing.
It's a
thing in Maryland. Well, you know, the Maryland state sport is jousting.
So,
and it's always crazy about
the
Renaissance
Fair. And
it's funny you just said that, because I was just saying I have to get a group of people and go to, we haven't been to Medieval Times in years. It's still open.
They changed the show.
They
changed the concept of the show. Still the whole nine nights.
Because you got to have a bunch of people, because you're rooting for your night. We all know
absolutely.
It's fixed. It's like big time wrestling, okay?
Yes.
We know that they know who's going to win.
That's fake?
No, it's not.
And you know something? I have found that if you're really nice to the server, they'll keep filling your glass up all night.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You eat
just
with
saying.
Your hands.
Why does it always go back to that?
You eat with your hands.
Musicians.
That's right. Musicians. You musicians.
Yeah, we play,
well,
we
she
drink
lives
for
with,
free.
Uh-huh. Mark, she lives with a musician.
Yeah.
That's right.
I do.
That's right.
And you wouldn't know, but I used to be a singer.
I was playing in bands when I was 14.
Yeah,
so,
me
know,
too. Me too. That was my first, well, singing before that, but first
I have
band
no music ability whatsoever. I can't even, although I told you at the beginning of the show I liked to dance, I didn't say I did it well. No.
We'll call
no.
you Elaine.
Not at all. Especially with, especially now I have a
I
torn
know exactly
meniscus.
What you mean.
That torn meniscus doesn't even move, so I'm just sort of moving the top part of my body. But it's brutal. It can knock somebody over. Yeah, because I'm having a hard time moving that knee. I got to have that replaced.
I used to play in the band that did YMCA before it became popular again.
You know, you're going to laugh. I actually saw the YMCA at the King Center with
the Village People.
The Village
yeah,
People,
right.
Yeah. I saw the Village People with Casey and the Sunshine Band.
I love
that was a great band.
Casey and the Sunshine Band. I've seen them
so,
twice.
That was a great band.
Did you
band.
See them at the Space Coast Fair in like the mid-90s?
I've seen them early on when they went to SeaWorld. Not SeaWorld, but Disney World.
Okay. Oh, yeah, when the West End.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, I saw
when
the Backstreet Boys at the West End of Disney.
I met the Backstreet Boys when I worked for the radio stations. When they, right before their song got huge, we had them play at the
what, the
Crown
I Want
Plaza.
It That Way?
And
sing a
I
little.
Brought a
sing
friend
a little.
Of mine's little
so
girl.
No. Yeah.
And one of the guys kissed her on the cheek, and she was like, ooh. I had to carry her back to my girlfriend. I was like, oh, my gosh, is she okay? She was in La La Land.
So
she was so excited.
There was a place on, it was called the Groove Tube, I think.
Yes.
On or the Groove Shack, something on A1A.
Mm-hmm.
And I stood out there from 4 a.m. to get my kids, Darcy and Meredith, tickets for the Backstreet Boys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And got so tickets
funny.
For it. And we all went. It was fun.
This is like before their song got really huge.
Yeah. Yep.
So, yeah.
The So now the... Because I used to love concerts, but I can tell you, like, the Pink concert last time was $485. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So this time I just watched it. She was, like, in Wimbledon or something. But I paid $30 and watched it at home.
You know the whole Rockville thing up in Daytona with all the bands and Metallica and
no.
Pantera? So they do this festival.
Okay.
It's Welcome to Rockville.
Okay.
It's, like, three, four days of incredible music.
In Daytona,
and everyone always invites my husband and I, and we're like, I'm going to sweat, water's going to cost me $5 a bottle,
yeah.
I'm going to starve,
yeah,
and I got to walk everywhere. No, I will YouTube it all
yeah.
on my 85-inch television
yeah.
in my living room. And
so I can tell you this, the Pink concert was probably one of the most fantastic things to see because she sings upside down.
She does the acrobatics, yeah.
But all the same, it wasn't so bad in my living room on my 85.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, Danny's giving us the finger. Mark, we're going to be together the next two nights. Gina,
yes,
are you coming back?
I'm going to try to come Thursday.
Please.
We have something
Danny's
Wednesday.
Coming
I'm
Thursday.
Really going to try to talk my husband
Danny's
into
coming
it.
Thursday. If you guys
okay,
come,
good.
I'm buying dinner, okay? I'm buying pastrami. We're having pastrami.
It's a deal.
We're going to make Gina eat
my
homemade spumoni because I made it.
Processed meat.
You got no processed meat.
No.
It is not processed meat.
No.
You it's Cy Ginsburg.
Okay.
It's Cy Ginsburg.
Okay.
Yep. We'd do the real
Big
thing.
Hit.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm there Thursday. I'm not there Wednesday. I'm not there tomorrow night.
Oh.
I have two events at the college. But Darcy, you're going to
be
in good hands
there?
With Darcy
okay.
and Isis.
Okay.
So you're going to be in good hands. And I will make it there before you guys leave. I'll probably be there to cook for you late at night.
I love you.
Listen, you guys, thanks for tuning in to What's Cooking in the 321 here at WWBC. We'll be back next Tuesday. Thanks, both Mark and John.
Thank
Gina,
you.
You'll be back next Tuesday.
I will.
And a regular on the show. Thank you.
See you soon.
Hi, fishing enthusiasts. Want to watch a local fishing show here in Brevard County in your home waters? Look no further. Go to YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show and watch all our shows ranging from freshwater to saltwater. You can leave a comment, hit that like and subscribe button, and we sure would appreciate it. Remember, YouTube Space Coast Fishing Show. God bless.